boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Well, Neighbor Man got his way again once last night where he got to play video games.
You are weak.
I know. I hate it so much. But while he was playing, I walked over there and I'm like, who are you playing with tonight?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, nobody. Everybody's out. Nobody's on. I'm like, okay, well, where is everybody? He goes, well, this buddy's working, and this buddy's there, and this. And he goes, my friend Gami, well, he's got a tornado. He's in the basement right now. And I'm like, whoa, are they okay? He goes, I don't know.
Oh.
I'm like, okay, I need you to panic more, buddy. Okay, are they alive? Are they well? Have you checked in on your friend?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, all I saw, and apparently they, and I don't know gaming, okay, so I could get this wrong. They talk in Discord, okay, which is like an app or a website. I don't know. And he's like, all I heard last I saw was tornado touchdown, bye.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to need you to text him. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you safe? And he goes, well, no, he'll let me know if he's dead. I don't think he'll let you know.
Yeah, it doesn't quite work like that.
You just won't hear from them if they're dead. So I'm going to need you to check in because I'm worried for your friend. I don't think you're worried enough for your friend. And I haven't really ever talked to them before.
Here's the thing about dudes. Let's normalize context. You know what I mean?
Please.
Like just being like, oh, yeah, he's in a tornado. Sorry. I had the same thing. My boyfriend Curly's brother last night was like, oh, there's tornado warnings. And we're like, here? What are you talking about? And it's like, no, in some other states, other parts of the country are having tornadoes tonight. And we're like, okay, lead with that. You know what I mean?
They just be putting periods in sentences and not finishing them. I'm like, I'm going to need you to keep it going. The sentence is not done.
It's not. They say women overthink, and we do.
Mm-hmm. But you don't think enough.
We need you to think. You know? Come on. Let's, like, we got to meet in the middle. Please.
We'll give you some thinking if you just at least do it.
Just a little nugget would be nice.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I have some homework for you tonight.
Oh, man.
I need you to do a TikTok trend for me.
Does it require dancing?
No, not at all.
Okay, actually, well, I'm in.
I think you're going to be all about this because girls are kind of putting the man through proposal training.
Yes!
Which I guess I've never really thought about. The one video that I saw blowing up last night was this girl being like, I can't stop thinking about cringy body language when proposals happen.
Uh-huh. It's all about the knee.
I didn't know that. It is.
They got to do it right. Don't be lazy.
Sets up her camera. Her guy's like, you don't need to know what's going on. Uh-huh. She's like, okay, I need you to act like you're proposing to me. Like, I need you to do the thing. Uh-huh. Get down on the knee. And he squats down, and apparently his bottom leg is way too crunched in. Yep. He's like a little hunched over, and she's like, no. Get up. She manhandles this guy and gets him like up on top of his knee, you know, the 290 degree angles, mm-hmm. which is apparently the most respectable.
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't know that we had to practice the getting down on the knee. This has never crossed my mind.
Here's the thing. I'll totally do the training because I am a firm believer you got to do it right. But in the moment, I'm going to be a baby.
In the moment, you have so many other things going on in your head. You're crying.
Because I want this so bad.
You're looking at the ring. I don't, maybe in hindsight, I guess if you got like somebody taking secret pictures and you're like, really, like you can get up on the knee.
That's what my thing is I want him to look good for the photos.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want you to look back hunchback.
So are you going to do a little training or what?
Yes, I will.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Is he going to play along? What do we think?
I'm going to tell him before he can play video games, we got to do some proposal training. And this man will fall through because that guy loves to get video games. So he'll do anything to video game.
That's actually a genius way to get them to participate.
That's how you get them to play some video games.
Please report back tomorrow.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
We got to figure it out. We got to find a way for me to adopt a mom. I don't know how, but we got to figure it out.
I can confidently say I've never heard somebody say they were going to adopt a mom, but I'm here to help you.
First thing is Mama Kris Jenner adoptable? Because she would be awesome.
you want to adopt my mom?
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great. I will tell you, she's a busy woman. She got four kids, a grandkid, and another grandkid coming any day now.
Mama Kris Jenner's off the table then. But I do need to adopt a mom, because here's the thing. I don't have a relationship with my mom. She walked out early in my life, and I just need... You need a mom sometimes in your life for all sorts of different things. Yeah. Especially like when you go through something, you just want to call your mom, and you want to ask her, Mom, how do I do this? You always call your mom for everything.
I do it all the time. And I could call you. I could call my boyfriend, mm-hmm. Curly. Respectfully, neither of you are going to give me the same advice or guidance or, I don't know, the answers that I'm looking for as my mom. It's a mom thing. I don't know.
They give way better advice.
Yeah, but they're real, uh-huh. with you. They're not going to like sugarcoat stuff.
No, 100%.
I call my mom constantly.
Well, so I always call you. If I ever need something, I mean, you are literally like my mom. Like, not only are you my best friend, but you have
to put some respect on my name.
You also have to be my mom because I don't have it.
Yeah.
So I always have to make you that. But you were at dance class last night and I was going through something and I was like, oh God, she's at dance. Who do I call? So I had to call another friend and I have to catch them all up, and so this conversation has to be even longer. I'm like, I just need to adopt the mom,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that way I can, one, have them up to date constantly in my mm-hmm. life, but number two, they, like you said, they just get way better advice, you know.
It's the mother's touch.
And I can't do the same thing with neighbor man. Yes, I can, but they just don't give as good of advice, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, 100%. Even the way that I will, if I'm calling my mom to be like, okay, here's what happened and here's what I need help with. She knows I can talk. She'd let me go on for 2 hours if I had to.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, when it comes to the boyfriend, you gotta prioritize what it is you're bringing to the table.
Exactly.
So,
and I don't want to go to neighbor man's mom because I'm still in that phase where I don't want her to like judge me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm still trying to be a perfect angel.
Right. It would be nice though if you get to that point. Uh-huh. She would be a great person to go to.
100%. But I'm still trying to be a perfect angel in her eyes. So we're not there yet. Maybe in like a couple more years. So I just gotta find like adoptamom.com or something.
That's what I was just gonna say. They should have a hotline for this.
100%.
With the sweetest like mom voice people to be like, I'll hear you out.
100%. We've got the turkey talk line.
Oh my God, the butterball talk line.
Why can't we?
Why don't you call them and just be like, can you be my mom really quick?
They're like, ma'am, we are here to only talk about turkeys.
I'm so sorry. There is nothing worse than embarrassing yourself at your gym or your workout class or whatever it is because you're like, how do I show my face here again?
Can't ever come back.
I did that last night at my dance class. And I've been going to this studio long enough that I'm like friendly with people. We know each other. We know each other's names. Say hi when we arrive and stuff. But I had a moment of, oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't talking to you.
Oh.
And it wasn't, it sounds like that was
that
like,
sounds mean.
It's not. It was my fault. I am the problem. Let me explain. So class had just started. We're all in our spots. We're like getting warmed up, doing some stretches and stuff. And the studio owner comes like walking past the desk. And I thought she goes, hey, Taylor, come here. So I am like, oh, I'll just run over and see what she needs. Like, I don't know. I haven't seen her in a while. Maybe, I don't know. So I run over and she goes, oh my gosh, I actually was talking to the guy behind you, but hi, it's so good to see you. Cause she hasn't been there in a while. And then like gives me a hug and I'm like, oh my God, this is the number one, the most awkward.
Did
hug
everybody
of my life.
Hear that?
Yes. And everybody saw it too. So then I like with my tail between my legs had to like go back to my spot and be like, oh my God, she wasn't talking to me. She was talking to the guy behind me and his name isn't even close to Taylor. So how did I? His name's Jimmy. Like, where did I get Taylor?
Two things. One, in that moment, I would have just walked out completely.
I should have kept walking.
Absolutely. Completely walk out and leave. That's what I would have done because you just absolutely embarrassed yourself. Number two, I said this to you last week. You got to get your hearing fixed.
It's becoming a problem in my outside life.
Because I got so ticked off with you last week because I would say something to you and you'd be like, huh? What? What? I don't even have the music that loud in the studio, but for the love of God, you could not hear me. And if you thought that woman said Taylor and his name is Jimmy, we got a problem here. Girl, where are those buses out buses that are normally outside of schools
testing, check your hearing?
That testing in the hearing? Can we get that bus at Z102.9 stat?
Yeah, because then, is that the one where they go beep and you're supposed to raise your hand?
Girl, you ain't going to hear it.
I'm not going to hear anything.
I am so mad because I think our boss was going to offer me free food today, like free lunch, and I failed the freaking test.
Why?
Well, because Chad came up to me. You've been hearing him 10 until 3 on Z102.9. And he came up to my desk. He goes, hey, did you bring lunch today?
Hey, he did that to me too.
And I had AirPods in. Okay. I didn't hear him. I heard like half of that. And I go, what? And then he just changes the subject. I should have been like, oh, no. Oh, darn. Because I brought ramen. The stupidest meal ever. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even think about this. As like, I'm going to go grab lunch. Because didn't he go grab lunch after that?
He did. I think he was setting me up like, hey, I'm going to go grab lunch. You want to come with me? Or I'll go grab you something. What do you need? But I do need something. I have crappy ramen.
I know. I was like, I got a salad.
A salad and ramen? We could have gotten something better.
He came back with Chick-fil-A. So we messed up.
Are you kidding me? We could have gotten Chick-fil-A.
If anybody asks, anytime in the future, we brought nothing.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I can't help but think as I'm looking out this window and the grass is greening up and the temperatures are getting a little bit better, I want to plant some stuff.
Have you ever?
No.
Oh, dear God.
Well, I just am feeling a little inspired because we had like a, what is it? Like a flower bed that I think somebody just seriously mowed over last year.
They did.
It was out of control. Now I'm like, can we plant something?
Taylor, in the most respectful way.
Mm-hmm.
You can barely keep yourself alive.
Well, yes.
How in the world do you think you're going to keep plants?
Well, I would want something that is very low maintenance. But I've also seen people on TikTok. I can't remember what they're calling it. Chaos planting, chaos gardening, where you just take seed packets and you just toss them everywhere and hope for the best.
It's so awesome. That's the dumbest thing I've ever
heard. Oh, my God. And then like a month later, you have the most like wild garden ever.
Okay. As someone who has gardened several times in my life, I'm going to tell you, it is an emotional roller coaster that I don't think you're mentally prepared for.
Well, I don't want to garden like fruits and veggies because that will make me sad if I don't get a tomato.
I'm like, I don't think you're mentally prepared
for that. I'll start with flowers or bushes. I don't know.
Yeah, but then you still also go through a mental roller coaster as well because they bloom and then you go through like a little bit of a drought. And if you don't water them, they die. And then you feel like a failure. And then it sets you up to be like, can I even keep a kid alive?
Oh,
this
God.
This is why I'm like, please, please don't give me one. I don't know if I could keep a kid alive if I can't keep flowers alive.
I mean, way to take it there on a Thursday. My God, seriously.
No one trusts me. Don't let me babysit, okay?
Let me. I just want a chaos plant. And then you mind your business over there. I feel like it's every girl's nightmare for your man to get home and you're like, why do you smell different? What's that smell? Who are you hanging around? I've never had that happen, but last night I looked at him a little bit sideways. So I had already gotten into bed because I'm always in bed first. I'm lazy. I'm ready to go to sleep. And he, Curly, my boyfriend, comes to bed. And as he's laying down, like moving blankets and moving air around, I'm like, you smell different. And he goes, what are you talking about?
Cheater. No, I'm just kidding. Well, that's a cheater
at first
right
I'm
there.
Like, huh? What?
Wait, he said that.
What's that? Why are you defensive?
Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying.
I smell a smell that smells smelly. You know? It didn't smell bad. It smelled good, right? He always comes to bed and he smells good. But I'm like, something is different. So he like lays down and I'm like, give me that armpit.
Why do you go to the armpit first? That's my first question.
Because it was like, I knew instinctively. I was like, you changed your deodorant, didn't you?
Oh, okay.
So I gave him a little sniff, and he said, get out of my armpit. What are you doing? And I'm like, did you change your deodorant scent? And he was like, yeah, you freak. What is wrong with you? And I was like, I could just tell. It's not a bad smell. It doesn't smell bad. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you I don't like it. I just knew something was different. And he just thought I was the craziest person on planet Earth.
No, we are not crazy because we know how you're supposed to smell. Because here's I don't know about you. He's probably had that deodorant for probably since the start of your dating. Has he?
Well, no, because I told you he likes the Dr. Squatch now. Uh-huh. So I was used to that. But this was like a completely different scent.
We get used to the way that they smell.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. The same, almost not really, but something kind of like that happened with me and neighbor man this morning. He put on his cologne for work. And I immediately went up to him and I go, And he's like, God, get off me, you freak. And I'm like, no, I love that smell. Because that smell instantly brings me back to the first couple of dates of us.
Mm.
Because he's never changed his cologne. That will always, that smell will bring me back. Because we get used to the way our men is supposed to smell like. You know what I'm saying?
They look like we're sniffing them like meat, but we kind of are.
That's why if they were to rub on meat, we would know. Because you're supposed to smell the same way.
Exactly. Sometimes your partner brings home things from the store and you're like, I would have never expected you to buy that.
Must have been on an end cap.
Exactly. I had that moment yesterday with my boyfriend, Curly, because he was so excited to tell me that he bought some facial toner.
Oh, I love a good toner.
I have never been.
But I never would expect Curly to buy that.
No, I've never.
Like I said, must have been on an end cap.
I was so proud because if you remember, I think we talked about getting guys into skincare around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
We were both getting stocking stuffers for our boyfriends. And I told you, I'm going to get him into it because Dwayne The Rock Johnson has a brand.
And then you inspired me to get that same brand for Neighbor Man.
I think it's called the Papa Tui. I think
so, yeah.
I had gotten Curly an eye cream, I think. I was like, I think he's going to be really excited about this and excited to try it. And he loved it. And then last night he comes in and he's like, babe, I got myself a toner from Dwayne The Rock Johnson's brand. And I was like, I'm so happy for you that you're taking your skincare seriously.
I thought maybe he thought it would tone up his abs or something.
Oh, no, it's for your face.
I know, but does he think that?
I don't know what he's done with it, I suppose.
That was my concern. Here's the thing. Because you inspired me that same brand, because you had bought that for Curly for Christmas. I did the same thing, but I only bought like a moisturizer for Neighbor Man. And he, I was like, do you want to try more? Do you want to try other brands? Like he, no.
Still?
He's down to like take his, not really, his skincare somewhat seriously, but he doesn't like to try new products. This man uses the same deodorant and the same body wash and the same cologne, and that is it. And I think if those were to ever go extinct, he ain't going to wear deodorant ever again. He ain't going to change. Because we saw Dr. Squash at the store over the weekend, and I was like, hey, Curly uses that.
Yeah.
Do you want to switch over? No, I don't want to switch. I like what I like.
See, that's such dad behavior.
Oh, my God, I know.
Who hurt you?
That's
you know what I mean? Who hurt you in your deodorant?
I feel really bad, but I just realized today I've actually been catfishing our listeners for the last, well, about a year now, and I don't know how to change this.
Okay.
I feel kind of bad. If you go to our Z102.9 socials, our app, our website, if you see a photo of me on any of those, that's not me. I mean, it is, but I don't look anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I have blonde hair in those photos. I have lost about 65 pounds since, so I don't look the same. And if you see me in public, you're like, whoa, 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 who's this? That's not Destiny. Not from the website. They don't match.
I can't tell you how many people see you for the first time in a long time. Like, was it Elizabeth Von Presley? She came in during our birthday week and she's like, wait a minute, you changed your hair?
Yeah.
Because we just keep using pictures of you that
are old,
are no longer you.
Because these pictures that are on our website, socials, app, everything are from 2 years ago. They're from actually a little bit before we started our show.
Mm-hmm.
So they're 2 years old.
So
they're before I started my weight loss journey. They're before I dyed my hair. Mm-hmm. Nothing's. I'm not even wearing my glasses in them.
Yeah, I don't. That one's a little weird.
I don't understand that one. So I guess is it catfishing? Because normally you try to look hotter in photos, but I look not. I've grown up.
You glowed up since then.
Yeah.
So
look,
it's
hot now.
Reverse catfishing.
I'm dog fishing.
Yes. Can we talk about the accessory that you've been sporting the last couple of days?
Yeah. Yeah, we can.
And maybe I think you did mention it.
We talked about it on the air.
But it's been getting you a lot of attention and a lot of questions.
Because the haters are going to hate.
What?
Hate, hate, hate.
You are.
Thank you, Taylor Swift.
Blocking out the haters is what you're doing. If you didn't know, Destiny is very prone to headaches and migraines.
I'm very light sensitive. So, like, really, being next to a window and the outdoor lights can trigger me. Being outside triggers me. And then overhead lights just triggers me all the time. So I got triggered today.
Mm-hmm. And you have a new accessory, a new fashion item.
Yeah. So I got new glasses, right? But I didn't want to get rid of my old glasses. I wasn't just going to throw them away.
No, you should keep them as backup.
Right? So what I did is with my old glasses, I bought this thing off of Amazon that you could just put right over them. And they're like these orange frames.
Mm-hmm.
And then, which orange helps you if you're like, can feel like a migraine or a headache is coming on. And then they help me. Yeah.
There's a huge clip on the nose piece.
Well, there's that.
To attach them to your actual glasses. Uh-huh. And they are giving like very 70s. Is that the red decade? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They're a little groovy. And I'm not kidding. I feel like I've heard 6 people in the hallways been like, what's going on with you today?
New look today? What's going on?
Those are different glasses.
Uh-huh.
It's getting you a lot of attention.
Yeah. Well, see, I know they look dorky. I know I look absolutely freaking stupid.
Are they working, honestly?
Yeah.
Really?
I was wearing them for the last 2 hours, and now I feel fine. My headache's not hurting anymore.
Have you worn them out in, like, public, and will you?
I don't know if they were. Sorry, police officers. I did wear them one time driving.
Okay.
Because my head hurt so bad.
Can you see what color the stoplight is?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I can see all the colors in front of me. Your hat is blue with a little bit of a white. It's the New York Yankees.
My hat is black.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
You're not helping yourself.
You know, when you get older, you get more responsibilities. That's just how, like, life works, right?
Yeah.
Well, it was our birthday. This week, we turned 2 years old. Those girls in the after.
Was it this? It feels like it was weeks ago.
Okay, I'm so glad you said that. Because I was like, our birthday was not month. That was last week, yeah, wasn't it?
I mean it in, like, the least Debbie Downer way. This has been the longest week of my life.
That's kind of how I was thinking. No, it was Monday, wasn't it? That was the 31st.
Our show turned two years old on Monday of this week.
And then we got pulled into a meeting and they go, girls,
grow up.
Grow up. You've got more responsibilities now.
But it's like not like cleaning the toilet kind of responsibilities.
Those are the worst.
It's much more fun than that. They're like, hey, we need some of those girls on Saturdays.
More of those girls.
Yeah. Why not? When you're out shopping around or headed to a patio, if it's nice enough out, daydreaming about that. You're going to hear best of Saturdays with those girls in the afternoon. We're going to pluck some of our favorite moments from the week leading up. And then you're going to get to hear them on Saturday if you missed out.
And here's the best part. You get an extra hour now, too.
Oh, yeah. Bonus hour.
Yeah, because we're normally 3 to 7 on weekdays. On Saturdays, 3 to 8.
3 till 8. So you're going to get plenty of those girls in the afternoon almost all week now.
So as we've gotten older, more responsibility. Who knows what's going to happen in our 30 year?
Well, not wiser.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm pretty sure I brought this up before, and I can't remember if you said that you had one in school, Destiny, but behavior charts.
Give me a little bit more.
Well, I think some people, it was like you got a gold star if you did a good job. We had the stoplight system.
I had the stoplight in the cafeteria.
Yes, at the end of the table, like it would get switched from green to yellow if you're being too loud, and then yellow to red meant no more talking.
What about, does this count if on your report card they said talks too much? Because dear God, I got that from every teacher. My dad got so mad at me. Joke's on you, Dad. Look at me now.
Well, yeah. No, well, not so much.
What am I doing as a career?
The behavior charts, the thing about those was that it was like everybody could see it, right? It's out in the open so that we had them in our classroom. Sometimes they would be like behind the door. Everybody would have a green card to start the day. And if you started being bad, you would get switched to yellow.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Everyone saw that you got turned to yellow.
I think so. Oh, I never did. Because I think maybe one time I got turned to yellow and I cried. Because I was scared.
Of course you would.
But you know, it was motivation as like an 8-year-old to be good. Because I think if everybody ended up on green or something, you'd get like the pizza party, right? Or a day that the teacher would bring in popcorn and you'd watch a movie. So I'm not against bringing back the behavior charts, all right?
Except, are we doing this at work?
Well, no.
Because you know what? I'm down.
What I saw on TikTok is people are doing night out behavior charts. Let me explain. It seems to be a lot of college girlies or girlies that like to go out to the bars or the clubs or whatever. And they have kind of like a hanging on their wall with a couple different levels. And then each of them have their own clothespins with their names on it. And before the night starts, they set their goal. They're going to predict what level they are going to be at their night out. So the top tier is angel level. Below that is just living. Below that is embarrassing. Below that is watch list, because you're starting to be a little suspicious. Under that is kicked out, like maybe kicked out of the bar or something. Way down at the bottom, literally at the floor, jail. Okay? So most of them are like, I'm going to be an angel tonight, or I'm just living. We're just having a casual night out. Then they come back the next morning for the debrief, all right? See where everybody ended up. How did we behave? And they kind of like Dance Mom style pyramid evaluate everybody's performance the night before. And it seems that always it's people who say, I'm going to be an angel tonight, end up in jail at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Either seriously got in that kind of trouble, or they were being dubious and making everybody's life more difficult than it was.
Oh, this would be easy, because I would put myself as embarrassing, and I'm going to end up the next day as embarrassing because I cry every single time I drink.
Well,
and you know that.
Yeah.
Because we've gone drinking together.
Well, yeah. I don't see you getting kicked out.
No.
I can see you getting
too much
of a goody
two shoes.
Well, you're creepy, though.
What do you mean I'm creepy?
I don't know. You start getting creepy with people.
I start hitting on everybody.
You do that to the wrong person, you end up on watch list.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Last night was a weird night for me when it came to dreams. Like, I had just all these nightmares that involved animals, but it wasn't like cute animals. It was like exotic animals.
And they were coming after you?
Like attacking me, or they just happened to show up in the dreams. It was just over and over and over again, but different types of dreams and different type of animals. I'll tell you one of them, because you were involved in one of them.
Oh, goody.
We were leaving work, and then as we were trying to leave, like to go to our cars, we noticed there was a tiger.
Oh.
And I don't know why, but we decided we would go and approach it, but we did. And next thing, the tiger turns into some boy. It like turns into a human. And then that guy, starts holding your hand, and he wouldn't stop holding your hand at all, to the point that it was a little creepy. And so then I had to like text our boss and be like, I need you to come out here. This guy's being really creepy. Like, he won't stop holding Taylor's hand. And I didn't know what to do to get this guy to stop holding your hand. That was one dream. And then
I am glad I didn't get an eight, I guess.
Well, he turned into a human.
Interesting.
But all of them were weird.
Was he cute? I don't know.
No.
Okay.
Well, I knew you were like cheating on your boyfriend
by holding it. I didn't shoot. Whatever.
Well, you didn't choose.
I'm not doing this. This was
choose.
Not my dream. All right. I did look up, because you know people always say, "What is it? If your teeth, if you have dreams about
I've
your
never
teeth
had that.
Falling out, oh my god, it's horrifying." It means you're stressed. Normally, uh-huh. I think is something like that. So I googled, because I'm like, I don't think I've ever had a dream about an animal coming after me. Knock on wood. I don't want that to happen. Sounds terrifying. So I googled it to see like, you know, what the people say. There's a lot of different theories. The main thing I'm seeing, though, is if you have a dream of being threatened or attacked by an animal, some part of your emotions or behavior, usually anger or spicy feelings, may have erupted or are surfacing in a way that feels like it's like came out of nowhere. So you need to express your anger or spicy feelings. I don't know what that means for you. And frankly, I don't really want to.
Well, I definitely am not angry at you. So I want to make that clear.
Well, no.
You just happened to be in the dream.
Well, and the animal didn't attack me. In fact, he hit on me. So I don't know what that means. I didn't Google it.
I don't know if I've ever told you this before, but I think the reason why Fat Mochi is fat, my cat, is because he stress eats a lot.
Okay, that's so sad.
It is, but here's the thing, it's the weirdest things stresses this kid out.
Okay.
And it's funny. I noticed something last night and I go, oh, he's going to go stressy. Then I'm like, I don't know if I've ever told Taylor this. And I don't know if other cats like stressy. So I got to ask. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Please tell me.
This is normal activity or not.
Okay.
Maybe this is why he's just the way he is. So, okay. If Zaz, our little dog and our littlest baby and the newest member of the household, he's just a little guy, not even 1 year old yet, likes to be rambunctious, okay?
Yeah.
And sometimes will overplay Mochi sometimes, and he nips at him and pulls on his tail and all that stuff. That will stress Mochi out.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll hear him, ow, and he'll be like, I'm over this, okay? And so Mochi will then climb up onto the kitchen counters, and that's where we have his food, because otherwise the dogs would eat it all.
Yeah.
And he'll start stress eating, and he'll eat all the food, and he can
eat all of it.
Yes, because Zod overplayed him, and he can't handle it anymore.
Okay.
He loves to play with Zod, don't get me wrong. He'll be running up and down the house with Zod.
Cats have a line, though. They suddenly decide, I don't want to play anymore.
But if you pull on his tail way too many times, he's over it and he's got to go stressy. Then what I did last night is Mama wanted some cuddles. So I grabbed Fat Mochi off the counter and I had him up against my chest and I'm playing with him and I'm cuddling. And at one point I could tell I was stressing him out.
Yeah.
And I put him down and immediately I saw him waddling over to the counter and he had to go stressy.
Okay, question. That is so weird. I'm not going to lie. Your cat's weird.
I had a feeling.
Because when I know when my cats are stressed, when their tail gets really fat, that's when they're like really stressed or scared. And then they hide. No, but it sounds like...
He can't hide.
Well, no, but that's what it sounds like. Hiding to him is getting up on the counter because that's away from the dogs.
Yeah.
It just so happens
that there's food there,
so maybe it's just part of the routine now. Like, I'm hiding, but there's also snacks where I'm hiding. I don't know. So he just has to.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe we need to move the food somewhere else. The other thing is, if I don't feed this man, he becomes a jerk.
He's mean.
He is mean. He starts whacking on Luna, the other cat.
Do you have a cat tower?
Yeah. Oh. He can't.
He doesn't like that.
In the most respectful way, he's gained too much weight to climb up it.
Okay, now.
I know. The diet is happening.
Because he knocks it over?
No, Taylor, he can no
longer. He just physically can't get up there.
Nope.
Okay.
He can only go to the second layer. I mean, we know it's a problem. We know we need to put him on a diet. Again, this dude stress eats too much. I'm trying to put him on a diet, but he just stress eats too much. And if there isn't food, he finds other things to stress eat on.
He needs therapy.
Do they have cats?
I don't know, but you gotta find somebody.
Do you want to be the therapist?
I could try, yeah. Meow.
Sometimes. We like to think somebody really far out there listens to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Because guess what? It's a podcast, which means you can listen to it whenever, wherever, and literally however.
Yeah, I can imagine. I'd love to know how far has the podcast gone. Are we talking across state lines? Country? Planet? I don't know. Universe? How far does our podcast go?
But seriously, though, do you think it's ever crossed the state?
Maybe.
No, it has. It has. My dad listens to it.
Oh, yeah. And he's down in Texas.
Yeah. Because he'll, like, comment about a show from 4 days later. I'm like, what are you even talking? I've already forgotten about it.
And, oh, wait a minute. Maybe another cheat. It's out of the country, too, because you have family that lives somewhere.
Hungry.
Yes.
Well, they also stream us.
Okay. Now
that, see? You could stream us wherever, too.
We got to get an alien on board. Who's got the connect?
Yeah, that's the other thing. We've got Texas. We've got Hungry. Next, alien. Anybody know an alien contact? Like,
let us know.
We got to find one. We got to call NASA? Who would have that?
I don't know. We'll find out. But it's great for you aliens because you can listen wherever.
Where's that place that they don't allow you to go?
Oh, Area 51?
Do we have a contact at Area 51?
Definitely not. No. But let me, I don't know, post on the internet or something and see what I can find.
Anybody got a phone number?
Wanted alien contact.
From Area 51. Yeah. Okay, well, we're working on it. We're going to see if they've heard of our podcast at Area 51. We'll let you know.
We're beaming it out there. If you're listening, aliens or human beings, listen to our podcast, Those Girls in the Afternoon, on the free Z1 at 2.9 radio app.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
We're going to be bad tonight.
It feels good being bad.
Yeah, it does.
Sometimes.
It's just sometimes.
I actually don't like getting in trouble.
Neither do I.
Not very much.
I don't like getting yelled at. I don't like getting written up.
I'd rather fly under the radar.
Uh-huh.
If I can do it without getting in trouble, now we're talking.
And anytime I've gotten pulled over, I cry myself out of it. Every single time.
And I'm sure it's super believable. Every time.
That's why they have still yet. Knock on wood, giving me a ticket. Knock on wood.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Anyways, we're going to talk about being bad with tonight's trivia question. 16% of apprehended shoplifters have stolen this item. What is it?
What are they stealing?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay, you can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
You know who's going to really know the answer to this? People who've worked at grocery stores or like department stores, they're gonna know the answers.
Yeah, and thieves, they're gonna know. Stealers.
Somebody in prison, Texas.
No, you know.
Do they have
that? Well, not legally. Know.
Really? Oh.
It's contraband.
I don't
Jeez.
I don't know.
Yeah, there... watch more TV, man.
16% of apprehended shoplifters have stolen this item. What is it?
This is intense. Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Talking about shoplifting tonight.
Bad stuff.
Everybody's done it.
Not on purpose.
I know. I've accidentally done it before.
I had someone say they didn't care because I said, excuse me, I have two bowls stacked there. And they said, I don't care. And just scanned one and put it in the bag.
What happened to me is that I tried on like a tank top to go with a shirt. And then I forgot I had that tank top on.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until I went to like two stores later that like they went beep, beep, beep. And then I realized why it went beep, beep, beep is because I had that tank top on and had like the security tag. So I went back to the store and I was like, hey, I am still wearing your tank top. Can I go into your dressing room and take my top off?
I can't. I mean, that sounds like something that would happen to you.
Uh-huh. Well, tonight's trivia question. 16% of apprehended shoplifters have stolen this item. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Elizabeth said a drink that you're sipping on while shopping. I'm too scared to do that. And I know it's allowed, right? I think.
That you can, eat as long as you buy it.
I think as long as you buy it, if you're, dying of thirst and you're like, oh, I'm just going to grab this water, I'll sip on it while I'm shopping, I can understand why it would be easy to forget. I'm just too scared to do that.
I'm afraid that it's not allowed.
Well, yeah. It's like, Is it allowed?
I don't know. Here's the thing is I worked at a grocery store and I still don't know if it is allowed or not.
I mean, I've seen, here's what I really understand it is when somebody has like a kid or a baby or a toddler that's having a fit.
Yeah.
And you're like, here, just take this thing of fruit snacks. I'll pay for it at the end.
Uh-huh.
But as an adult, I don't think it passed as a toddler.
Well, you should probably feed me. I'm going to throw a
fit. Maybe.
5006 said, I worked in the grocery store for 5 years. It's got to be a candy bar.
Mm.
I would say I also worked in a grocery store for about the same time, a little bit more than that. And it would be candy bars that, as we're, fixing the aisles, that I would see candy bars.
Yeah.
And also, I would see, like you said, people would grab a soda or whatever, and then they'd sip on it, and then they'd just dump it to the side. Or they would go to the bathroom, and then they would just leave it in the bathroom.
What?
Yeah. And alcohol.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. People would just leave the bottles of alcohol in the bathroom. I'm like, excuse me, sir, I hope you weren't driving home. I hope somebody else drove you home. Also, you should pay for that.
Also,
what are you doing in the bathroom?
What are you doing? Grocery shopping after a couple shots of tequila? I don't know. I would spend lots more money than necessary.
100%.
That's for sure. Michael said makeup. That's why they got those dang tags on everything.
Well, that's why it's expensive, because people are stealing it.
People keep stealing it.
Well, and that's why in certain places, they make you have to buy your makeup in certain sections, because they have it all zoned off like an apocalypse or something. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever had where they give you a plastic box that's locked?
What do you mean?
Like, you go through the makeup section, and let's say you grab an eyeliner and a mascara. If you don't want to pay for it right there, they give you a little plastic box. They put it in the box and then put a lock on it, and they say, okay, happy shopping.
So no, then, I haven't had that.
Oh my God, it's so annoying. It feels like you're carrying around like a fish out of a pet store or something. It's so weird. I get it.
They have all the security cameras, and they have the little like TVs up above you, and I'm like, oh my God, I look 20 times uglier than what I actually am. Thanks for showing me. Really appreciate that.
Oh, they got it on. They got that $4 eyeliner online.
Uh-huh.
Seriously.
Uh-huh. 16% of apprehended shoppers have stolen this item. What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in less than 6 minutes.
I got to know. What have people actually stolen? You should confess on the text.
Oh, jeez.
Question tonight. 16% of apprehended shoplifters have stolen this item. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
16% of shoplifters have stolen energy drinks.
That's bad.
I mean, they are kind of pricey. But I'm not defending anybody. I'm just saying.
You sound pretty suspicious. Now, don't you have one next to you right
now? I did have an energy.
Did you pay for it?
I did.
Where's the receipt?
In my car. I truly have a receipt. One, I could prove it. It's in my car. Number two, I scanned it. I scan all my receipts. I'm a freak. And number three, I can get onto my app for my bank and I can show you that I got charged $303 today.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like somebody who's thought about how to get themselves out of trouble.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.